Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today? Thank you for calling XVL Logistics. My name is Sandra. How may I assist you today?
You people sent me a message about a delivery. First of all, they tried to deliver this item yesterday. I canceled the order and I refused delivery. So can you please stop calling me?
I have to pull up the order, ma'am, to see why they're calling you. Can I have the phone number associated with your order?
904 area code 521-4301.
And that's 904-521-4301.
And what is your company?
This is XVO Installations. We do the installs for you.
For what? For what?
I have to pull up the order to see, ma'am. That's why I asked you for your phone number. Once the system pulls up your order, I'll be able to help you.
All right.
Hello, ma'am.
Yeah.
Hi. Now, it takes longer to locate an order with the phone number, but the system should have the information up for us momentarily.
Do you know what the item is that they're talking about?
No, ma'am. I'm waiting on the system to pull the order up for you, and it takes a while. That's why I was thanking you for holding.
Oh, is this for the dishwasher?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I won't be able to assist you until the system pulls the order up.
Well, how long does that have to take?
It takes a moment, ma'am. That's why I was thanking you for holding. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. Can you verify your name and address?
Is this for the dishwasher?
I need you to verify your name and address, ma'am, before I can discuss anything on the order. But our regulations, I can't. Ma'am, this is not a scam. This is XVO Installations, but I cannot provide you any information until you verify your name and address. I apologize.
My name is Marcia Grado, and the address is 3443 Babici Street, St. John's, Florida.
Thank you for verifying the information for me, ma'am. And this is a Best Buy order. It shows it's for a dishwasher that they're scheduled to come out to install it for you tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. That's what the call was.
All right. So it's a verification of the delivery.
And the installation, yes, ma'am. And your time is going to be between 10 a.m. and 12 noon.
You just said between 8 a.m.
No, I didn't. I said 10 a.m. and 12 noon, ma'am. I didn't say 8 a.m. I said 10 a.m. and 12 noon.
And how long do they expect to have to take to install this thing?
I don't have that information, ma'am. They'll tell you that when they get there.
Well, make a notation. I have to walk out this door at 1:30.
Ma'am, I can't put any expectation on the order that you have to work at 12:30 at 1:30. The install time is between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. They'll give you a 30-minute call when they're on the way.
When I was in Best Buy the other day, they switched it to 7 and 12.
Ma'am, Best Buy cannot give you a time, ma'am.
Later.
I'm trying to inform you, ma'am. Best Buy cannot guarantee you a time. Our system geographically routes our orders, so Best Buy nor XPO can guarantee you a time frame. The system routed your order between...
They gave me a window of between 7 and 12.
And they were incorrect in doing that, ma'am. They were incorrect in doing that. They cannot do that. Our system geographically routes the orders. You believe me, ma'am.
Who am I supposed to believe?
Believe me.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking with you yesterday.
I'm just informing you, ma'am. The system has geographically routed your order between 10 a.m. and 12 noon. That's when the text will be at your home.
Well, you can make a notation that if they're not finished with that installation, I am walking out this door at 1:30, regardless of where they're at.
You can inform the text of that when they arrive, ma'am.
I mean, they can arrive here at 12 o'clock and need 2 hours to put the thing together. And that's disgusting. You don't play with people like that. All right. You did your share. I'm walking out this door at 1:30 tomorrow.
Well, thank you for calling XPO Logistics. Have a great day.